What now?
Well, the potatoes are there, and you say, go ahead and... Don't wait, go ahead and...
Take some, eat.
Yeah, it's the same, that idea, but a word starting with an H. Blank yourself.
Have some.
Blank yourself to some potatoes.
Help yourself.
So then he, in the past...
He helped.
And he has?
Helped.
And if somebody gave you something to eat that you did not want, you would say, to refuse it politely, you would say...
No, thank you.
I don't
want it.
If food had been cooked and served a second time, you say it's what?
Warmed over.
Mm-hmm. And you put food in your mouth and you begin to...
Chew.
And after you chew it, you...
Swallow it.
All right. And do you know the name for food that's... It's cornmeal that's cooked with water or milk and just boiled and then you eat it with a spoon? Did you ever hear of mush?
I've heard of it.
Or kush? Kush-kush?
Mm-mm.
Gruel? Those are all going terms for it. Of those, which one have you heard?
Mush.
Mush you've heard of. Then, what do you call peas and beets and carrots and all that kind of stuff?
Vegetables.
Mm-hmm. And they grow in a...
Garden.
And what would you call the southern food that's made of ground corn that you eat in, for breakfast? White?
Made of corn for breakfast?
Mm-hmm. You may not know that it's made of corn, but it is. What is the white, lumpy stuff that you get for breakfast?
Grits?
Yeah. And how about something else that's also made of corn, but it's the whole grain of the corn. It's big and puffy.
Hominy?
That's it, right. And then something else that's a grain that the Chinese and Japanese eat?
Rice.
Mm-hmm. And do you have any terms for cheap whiskey or homemade whiskey? How about stuff that's maybe made up in the mountains in a still?
Just whiskey.
Okay. Okay. And if something were cooking and it made a good impression on your nostrils, you might tell somebody else, just...
Smell.
And the stuff you pour on pancakes is...
Syrup.
And something else that's like syrup but is black would be... You use it in gingerbread. The English call it treacle, starts with an M.
Molasses?
Uh-huh. And if you were talking about the difference between molasses and syrup, starting the sentence with molasses, you would say the molasses...
Is thicker.
That's it. That's exactly the sentence I was after. Then, if you said something was not imitation, instead of being imitation, it's...
Real.
Or another word meaning it's the real thing. It's
genuine.
And if something were sold, say, in large amounts, you would say, I'm buying this in... It means in quantity. In B-U-L-K is the word.
Oh, in bulk.
Mm-hmm. And the sweet stuff that's made from fruit that you would spread on toast is?
Jelly. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And you season your food with?
Salt and pepper.
And if there were some apples on a table and a child wanted one, he might say to you?
Hand me an apple.
Okay. Or instead of saying hand me, another verb there. You might say,
I want an apple.
Well, using give, and that's...
Give me an apple.
Okay. And if it wasn't one of these boys, it must have been one of...
Those.
And it's not over here, it's...
Over there.
Would you ever say yonder? It's over yonder?
No.
Okay. Don't do it this way, do it...
That way.
All right. If somebody says something and you don't hear them, what do you say to make them repeat it?
What did you say?
Okay. Then the opposite of rich is...
Poor.
All right. And keeping that in mind, these are three complete the sentence type things. If a man has plenty of money, he has nothing to worry about, but his life is hard on a man... Just finish the sentence. A man who is rich has nothing to worry about, but life is hard on a man.
Who's poor? I don't know.
That's fine.